Blog Talk Radio.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Jane's Dark Zone. This is Jonathan Banowski. I wanted to talk about ghost stories today. People can call in if you want to call and tell me your ghost story. I have a ghost story. When I was younger, around 12 or 13 years old, I was sleeping in my house on Long in Chicago, Illinois, and I saw this woman that was, like, gliding by the house, and it was, like, very spooky, and I knew she was a ghost, and it was really creepy because she was dressed in white, you know, and she lived by, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what is that? I got so scared. And I remember one time when my dad was younger, he, like, was in a haunted house, you know, and he was, like, they were playing hide-and-go-seek. And, like, someone tapped him on the shoulder, and he thought it was his friend, and he left, and he found out that all of his friends are outside. So if you want to call in and tell me your ghost stories, you can, because I'm waiting for people to call in. But Bachelor's Grove Cemetery is a haunted location, too. It's got a lot of gravestones that are beat up and broken into because it was an old cemetery, and there's a child gravesite there. People leave coins and toys like that, and then there's a pond where they told me where Al Capone hid bodies and stuff like that. And there's also Resurrection Mary and stuff like that, where she was hit by a car. She came back to see what was going on because her boyfriend left her, you know. There's a lot of ghost stories in Chicago and Al Capone's place where he haunts the place and stuff like that. There's a lot of amazing things that happen in Chicago, a lot of ghost stories. So there's other ones, you know. There's one where the monks, if you go there, they kidnap you and they torture you if you go on their grounds, you know. And there's another one about the infamous murderer who had the Chicago house. And he tortured people and stuff like that, and like a lot of bad things happened there. And there's been, like, serial killers like John Wayne Gacy and Jeffrey Dahmer and stuff like that. They're a real psycho, you know. He was a clown that dressed up in this clown outfit and killed a lot of children, you know, stuff like that. A lot of creepy things happened, you know. Halloween can be a celebration for good and celebration for evil, because sometimes when you can't order a can of Halloween either, because they think that people are going to kill it, you know. And a lot of different things happen in all around the world, you know. They have the Cinco de Mayo, the Day of the Dead, stuff like that, you know. And then they have Samhain. That originally was Halloween. The Celtics practice it. They do their pagan rituals, stuff like that. I always like Halloween, you know. Gotta be careful for Halloween, though. Gotta take care of your kids, stuff like that for Halloween, because they get hurt, you know, it's going to be a big problem, you know, because you got to be careful when you give them treats and candy, because there's reports about razor blades, stuff like that. It's real spooky, you know, got to be careful. But Halloween is all right, you know. But ghost stories, if you want to call in about ghost stories, just give me a call, because I'm looking for callers. But people called me before, but I never actually talked to anybody. I talked to one person before, and they came on. So if you want to call me right now, if you want to call me for your ghost stories, let me know, because I'm waiting for callers right now. When we get back, I'm gonna see if I get any callers, and I'll play some videos.
Listening, wondering.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm playing a video called My Ghost Stories. It's about Chicago. I'll put it on right now. Let's see if this is interesting or not. It's 22 minutes. I'm playing for a little while. Here we go. My two ghost stories. Chicago audio and narration. Here we go. I'll play it right now. Loading right now. Here we go.
All right, you want to know a secret to getting a Ferrari or Lamborghini like this? Drop out of college.
Okay, so right early 2000s, I took a job, had a job offer in Chicago. We're nice. The company was nice enough to fly us out instead of getting our plane. Our company, probably get very happy about very nice. So, where can I remember the guy saying there? Or I should just hoof it and walk around. There's lots of planes. I never actually posted anywhere this year. So we took your advice and we started walking around. An area.
This is on Damon Street.
Really awesome place, and you know, I fell in love with it. Just been down. Available. You know, that the place was indeed available. Little sign there. So, I think I was a little worried about my finances. Again, this was my first big job. This is our last day. Situation. I would. So, can you hear me? Awesome. I remember the dress. Her dress had a very cool ring to it, but I'm not sure with you. I was private for whoever's there. Because I thought they sold after. Totally true. Shortly before. Cool place. Really, the restoration was really nice. Hardwood floors. Bedroom was right off the kitchen, which was not uncommon for houses, for structures of that. There's no washer, dishwasher, but it has kind of, it's really spacious. I ended up moving into it probably a month before my wife, along. First meeting with her, so she stays behind for a month. So I'm there, and my lady's great. She lives upstairs. She has a boyfriend that was waiting for the furniture to get there for a few months. I think for, I think almost a month. Furniture gets there as a month. So I spent a lot of time by myself farming. As having furniture at all, it was very quiet. Walked around, it was creaky, I was sleeping in the bedroom.
This guy is stupid. he like talks too much. It's like, I'll play something else. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. This one. He's like talking like he's whispering. Talking to my girlfriend too. She's gonna kiss. Yeah, she wants me to commit suicide to listen to his voice. Hold on. Let's see. I'll play this one. Let's see what this one is. Hey, try to find good ghost stories on YouTube, you know? What's this one right here? This is Chicago Haunts, it's Drake Hotel. Sean and Julie, exploration. 6/18/2010.
July 2010. Anyway, with your birthday, we got tickets to go see Adam Carolla overnight.
Your birthday.
Yeah, all the same thing. So my birthday's in April, yours is in May. But we decided to stay at the Drake Hotel, which we had heard was haunted.
We didn't decide to stay.
That's right, because it was a Hotwire. So we went through Hotwire, chose a 4-star hotel, and turned out to be the Drake, which I was happy with.
Uh-oh.
We took the time, we went to the show, and we came back and kind of explored the thing.
They're showing the Drake Hotel. It's about the lady in red, how she visits the house and stuff like that, and she talks to people.
So from what we hear, the Drake Hotel itself was built to be open in 1920.
What
has
party
wasn't just a party, but more of like a ball, like a huge get-together, and everybody in Chicago wanted to be there. So the biggest, well, one of the biggest buildings in Chicago at that time. And because of that, you know, being New Year's and everything, everybody had to be there. And one of the, or two of the guests at that party that night at the ball, were got all dressed up, he in a suit, she in
a red dress,
and they went to the get-together and ended up in Gold Coast Ballroom, where I guess there's music and stuff playing, and at some point during the night, they got separated. So that was okay for her for a while, but then, like, her favorite song or something came on, and she was fine.
So, looking for him, she goes from the Gold Coast Ballroom.
Which is directly across the hall, so it's not that far, but then she hears his voice.
In the corner with another woman.
Not just sitting, they're making out. Awful. She's absolutely crushed. So she runs from where she's at, tries to find the elevator, and she's going to go to the top floor. Top floor being the 10th floor, but not just the 10th floor. She wants to find her way to find her way to the room. And of course.
Ooh, that's spooky.
And ever since then, they
say. It's a good one.
That's not that experience.
They're showing the hotel. Drake Hotel's been around a long time, like they said. I know where it's at. It's like right downtown by Lakeshore Drive. Literally, both of us were more nervous about being caught stupid than anything. Oh, you hear that? Listen. Oh, this video's cool. It seems that the 10th floor is reserved for executive suites and special guests. We didn't quite fit in.
The bartender said it was like the main room. sewn shut. They're sewn shut. What the hell? This does not seem that high. This is where she jumped from.
Yeah, it would. That's a high jump. Much of the background noise is from the original fashion elevators. Motors are really loud.
The highest
floor. Oh, that scared me. My dog came in. She opened the door. That scared me. Came out of nowhere. Okay, let's see if I can find something else. Here we go. Resurrection Mary. This is a good one right here. Let's see this one right here.
My father, who was telling Barbara at the time where the girl was, he said he picked up a girl
here to use the bathroom. My father and the customers that were here had no idea what he was talking about because the door never opened. He said he's seen her come in here, and he thought that she was trying to just stiff him for the cab ride. So he was irate, and my father said, well, no one came in. The customer said no one came in, and the cab driver thought that he was just, that everyone was just picking up this girl. So my father let him look through the place, and he just said, well, there's nobody here. He just shook his head and left.
So next time you're flagged down by a strange young woman on Archer Avenue, take our advice. Keep driving.
I think what really scares people about the story of Resurrection Mary is that you're not even safe in your own car. You could be touched by the supernatural just driving down the road.
Well, that's creepy. She might come out of nowhere and end up in your car. That's kind of crazy. Well, we're ending the show now. It's been 7 minutes. No one called, so I guess no one wants to talk to me. People called before, but next time we'll see if anybody wants to call. Thank you, and I hope you had a good time listening to my show. Bye, everybody.